Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKee.
What's cracking? What's really good?
They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha McKee and Big Dave.
Many parents don't realize their eating habits are what their children will most likely recycle, correct?
100%.
So today, we're diving into leading by example.
You're Big Dave?
No.
And I'm Tasha McKee.
Yes.
And this is Big Dave's Power Half Hour.
All right, man. So let's get into it. The topic today is going to be a little hot. We got a lot of parents that are listening. How are you doing today, Big Dave?
Well, I'm Tasha right now, so yeah. I don't sound like Tasha. Tasha's voice got deeper all of a sudden. She's working her ass off, so it may have gotten deeper.
I'm trying. All right, so I'm excited about today's topic because I think it's something that we see a lot of times. Exactly.
More now.
And it's crazy because nowadays kids are still, of course, with even remote learning. But, you know, before remote learning was going down, there was a lot of health checkups for kids in school. And you will be getting letters that come home talking about your child is obese. And your child can read this damn letter, even if they're like 5-10 pounds over.
Kids are very intuitive these days.
Okay, so nowadays,
you know,
they are.
You know, more than anyone.
I have two boys.
Little detectives.
They think they're my husband.
Like Sherlock Holmes.
That's what the hell they are.
They're little tiny Sherlock Holmes.
They're out of control. So nowadays, a lot of parents don't even realize that they are the reason why their children are out of shape. Do you agree with that statement?
100%. Parents don't monitor their kids anymore. Okay? And we had this discussion before we even started.
Yeah, we did.
Because Tasha and I talk in depth before we start. Because that's my sister.
Yeah.
That's my girl.
That's my big bro.
So I got to vent. She vents. And we're all good. If I didn't have Tasha to vent to or my wife, I would lose my
I would lose my
I lose my shh.
Yeah.
And I'm doing much better on my cursing, I will say.
Good job.
You've been cursing.
Thanks, Em.
You've been cursing.
I do curse.
You do. And I'm not letting it get on me.
Nope.
No.
I would lose my shh.
I'll lose my shh.
So what
but anyway,
do you think
no,
is the
real
deal
talk.
With this?
So, like we were talking about before we started.
Yeah.
If I'm going to McDonald's.
Okay.
My ass is not
McDonald's
getting.
Cut the check.
Exactly. They need to. I am not going to get a fruit cup with my two cheeseburger meal.
I would.
I am not.
Why?
And I am not eating a fruit cup with my Big Mac. I am going to get a hot, savory bag of fries and a Coke and enjoy my American dream.
There you go.
That's the American dream.
So it starts with us.
It does.
Pretty much.
And so my point is if I have little ones sitting in the back seat, okay, they shouldn't be eating that. I need to be conscientious because I have to make those decisions for
right,
them.
Right, right.
Granted, just because dad may not practice what he preaches, okay, it's like my clients, what we talked about before.
Yeah.
Okay, I may walk in the gym with a McDonald's bag of sausage McMuffins in the morning.
Oh, it's my favorite.
But they'll be like, Dave, how do you eat that?
Yeah, but
well, I eat it because I break my ass in the gym.
You do.
Granted, I probably shouldn't eat it, and there's other substitutes I should probably have.
Yeah.
And I'm very well aware of that.
But it works for you
and your
body.
But it works for me. Mm-hmm. And this is all an individualized type thing.
It is.
So the whole point is like when your kids are at your disposal and you say, well, what would you like, guys? Well, I'm a huge chicken tender guy. I'm a kid's menu guy.
So is my Dylan.
Hot dog, chicken tenders, cheeseburger. So when I'm out of town, I'm chilling in my cabana. The first thing you're going to see, if they don't have chicken tenders, I'm door dashing it.
He's like, no caviar. Bring me the
That's right.
The
I don't give
tenders.
A damn about your Dom, and I don't give a damn about your Cristal. I want a thing of chicken tenders and a Coke and a Gatorade.
Oh, my God.
My wife, on the other hand, is like, bring the Vouv.
Yes.
Bring the
That's
stupid
right,
the hummus.
That's my I'm with her.
It's dirt.
No, it's
I can
not.
Go outside in a brain puddle and pick out hummus. That's
no,
dirt.
It's chickpeas and those mashed up.
The pita chips don't taste
They're
like
so
anything.
They're so good as Nan bread.
Nothing.
And you know Nan.
It's not. Little Trick Daddy action.
Listen.
My point is this, okay? When you order the food for your child,
yeah.
Be conscientious what they're putting in their body. Now, mm-hmm. It just goes the same thing for the adult. Cheat. Okay? Your kids should be privy to McDonald's fries. They should
it's
be
a treat.
They exactly.
Yeah.
But don't make it a common habit.
Every day. Yeah.
Especially if the child is sedentary. And that's something we're
mean?
Seeing. Not moving. Going
not
in
active.
With the iPads,
not
with
in...
the PlayStations.
But that's what we're seeing a lot nowadays.
A ton,
a lot of
especially with Corona.
Go sit your ass on a couch and they got this bad food.
Well, that's because the mom
there.
And dad are on Instagram,
oh.
Okay? And the kid is sitting there eating his French fries on the game console.
Horrible.
Because the more the kid sits in front of the TV, the less the parent has to tend to them.
Parents don't
so
even
it's like
realize.
It's like a virtual babysitter.
It is.
It is.
It really, really is.
So if the kid is good, well, how could he not be? He's playing his video game. He's happy. Kids don't go outside anymore.
So if you're a lazy type person,
then they're
going to
emulate
putting that. Into your
they're
child.
Emulate that.
They're going to have problems.
Of course they are.
Health problems.
Granted, my mom and dad weren't bodybuilders, okay? My mom was like 100 pounds wet.
Yeah.
And my father
like my
was
mom.
A big boy.
Yeah.
Okay? But my dad didn't go to the gym and lift weights. He played ball when he was younger.
So he was moving in different ways.
He was definitely moving, but my dad was a businessman. He traveled nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
So he was never really sedentary, but they didn't lead the most active lifestyle, you know.
Right.
I had a country club environment type lifestyle.
So
I was
moved,
bougie. I get it.
Yeah.
But so they played tennis. My dad played golf, but it wasn't like he was out running and, you know, jogging and hiking. No.
Right.
My dad tell my mom to go hike. My mom would go get the divorce papers. Okay. You stupid son of a bitch. I'm going to hike to the pool and then put my skinny ass on the lounge chair. That's what my mom would say. So my point is that it's all emulating the parent.
Mm-hmm.
So if the kid sees the mom or dad on the iPhone nonstop,
snacking.
Laying on the couch snacking or maybe not looking the way they should or obese or,
right.
or not in shape,
yeah.
The kid's going to emulate that.
Yeah,
and
most
there's
times.
All these weird shows, you know, My 600-Pound Life and
oh
my 1,000-Pound Sister.
You is know, that a show or did
I
you
was,
make that
I
up?
I was sitting there. No, that's made up, but I'm sure TLC will come out with it. First, I met my wife in 1 hour, and now she's 1,000 pounds as my sister.
What
that's
the hell?
That's going to be the new reality
no,
show.
No, that's horrible. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's funny because when I moved here to Colorado, I moved here from North Carolina. So, first of all, when I moved to North Carolina from
but let
Philly,
me stop you right there. What was the whole thing about Colorado? Why here?
Because here... There, you see people walking.
Yes.
That's something you don't
Colorado's
see where
the
I came
active
from.
State.
Yeah,
everybody's
people are
active.
They're biking, they're
right.
hiking,
they're skiing, they're
stuff.
Snowshoeing,
yes.
they're outside.
Yes.
And no one is in the gym during ski season
no,
or
but they're
summer
moving.
Because
they're
outside.
Something. Exactly.
They're mountain biking.
Yeah.
So that's the draw that you
it
probably
is.
Had.
It is. See, in North Carolina, when I went through that whole 100-pound loss,
right.
I had to push myself. I had to, it's because I had to get my mind more positive and just change my life because things around me were just so bad. But out there, you don't see people walking. There's hardly no damn sidewalks in the country where I live. You got horses and stuff. That's what my neighbors were, horses.
Right.
Like, you know? But everybody was kind of out of shape.
Right.
Well, for the most part, out of shape. So coming here to Colorado, it's not like, oh, I want to be like that. It's motivating.
It's one of the
walking.
Healthiest states in the country.
Is it?
It is.
Well, that's amazing.
It is. California,
amazing.
Colorado,
yeah.
Florida.
Yeah.
There actually are a few Midwest states, believe it or not.
That's awesome.
But, you know, I went to school in Nebraska. I played ball out there. You know, it's not the most healthiest state.
Yeah.
Because that's corn-fed out there.
Yeah.
I mean, they drink their beer and they eat their steak.
Woo.
But and they love their football.
Yeah.
So it's really, honestly,
yeah.
it kind of goes
you're surrounded.
Where you're surrounded and what your society is kind of
hell
putting around
yeah.
you. You know, if you're living in a neighborhood that everybody's out and playing and having fun like I did, you went outside. You never stayed inside. You know, when we sat and played video games when I was younger, you played for maybe an hour, and then you went outside and
then
played
you
football.
Went outside.
Or ride your bike.
You
or
were outside
throw
so long you
dirt.
Got dirt in your
yeah,
nose.
Yeah, I'd walk inside. My mom and dad would be like, get back outside. What are you
yeah.
doing inside?
I
it's 100 degrees
it.
Outside. I don't give a damn. Take a drink and go outside.
I remember my mom would be like, today you're not going outside. You guys are grounded. I'm like, I don't even want to live
right.
anymore. That's how much we
but
love
now,
being active.
If you say, hey, go to your room, they're like, okay.
Where's, can I grab the iPad?
That's right. The iPad's already up there.
The hell? Not in my household. Let
but
me tell
that's
you.
The norm.
Yeah.
And then, you know, how many of these young kids have social media? How many of these young kids have the iPads, the iPhones. I mean, what's a good age to give your kid a phone or a tablet?
You know, it's funny. We had that conversation on my show on KS107.5 the other day, and a guy called up and was like, my granddaughter's 5. She has a phone. So my son, London, you know, he's quick. Yeah. He grabs his iPad because he's got the Gmail set up.
Right.
He's like, Mom, really? A 5-year-old has a phone and I don't have one yet? And I'm like, bro,
right.
Not yet. You're remoting from school.
Right.
Yes, you're in a 6th grade, but what do you need a phone for?
Right. To text my friends.
For what? You know what
because
I mean?
Because they have one.
There's so much responsibility just like driving that comes with having a cell phone. So I'm like, no, we're going to hold off on that. Like, not at all. And just, right. It's just, I don't know. So how do, what about the parents out there that want to be active, that are showing their kids that recycling type negative thing? How do they get themselves motivated, to, even if it is just for their kids? For me, I had to motivate myself because I don't want to be a bad example for my kids. So I had to move. But how do people that are listening get themselves going if they don't want to be that parent that has an obese child, heart problems, diabetes?
I think it does start with the parent 100%. And I think that unfortunately with everything going on with the pandemic and everything, not that we need to always kind of fall back on that as the excuse.
Yeah. But it should be a push.
It should be a push. So in other words, for example, I think that, you know, if I was in that position, you know, and my child was inside doing remote learning and doing their schoolwork, I would almost set up a time for them to go out and play.
Yeah.
But if the other kids aren't around, what do you expect them to do?
Especially if they're the only child.
Right. If it's an only child or the kids are on different schedules, you know, then there's that, you know, what do you want the kid to do? So then, unfortunately, they're kind of forced to go play a video game or do something that they can entertain themselves because, unfortunately, with this day, parents are either A, they're working, or B, they just don't take the time to do something physical with their kids.
You got to. I'm going to tell you, with my kids, yeah, they're full-time remote learning, and thank God for my mom being retired and living with us, and she's just the best piece of the team. Without her, my kids wouldn't have an education.
Right.
But while they're training and doing that, while they're learning and getting educated in remote learning, they have to go outside, play basketball, go in the backyard, throw the ball. That's what we have a yard for.
Right, right.
But you have to be active.
But there's another one with them.
Right, so it's Dylan and London.
It's a lot easier.
They ride around the neighborhood. They're not allowed to hang out with friends right now, but I even told myself this go round, you know, with pushing myself to get healthier and get better. I'm like, even if I got to make it fun for them, because once they reach a certain age, it's hard to train. You know what I'm saying? What is it? You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Right.
So I'm not calling my children dogs, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
right.
At that point, you can't, hey, Liza, let's go outside and see who can run fastest down
the
street.
Why the hell am I going to do that when you don't even go outside, Mom?
So you got to figure out ways,
to
do it now, because before they're too late.
Not only that, a lot of times your kids will, again, like we said before, they'll emulate what you do.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting on the couch watching TV, okay,
they're
and
gonna wanna do
you're
that
not
too.
In the best
Cuddle
shape,
time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then if you say, hey, guys, why don't you go out and play? Well, we'd rather just go upstairs and play our video game.
Right.
You know, it's like, do you push your kid to do that when you're doing the same damn thing? Now, granted, you are the parent. You should dictate what the child does.
Yeah.
But how many kids also talk back and be like, well, I don't want to do that.
I wish my kids would talk back. They have no teeth.
I had my ass whipped many a time talking
back. Oh, me too. My mother, she had the backhand thing.
But you do that now, you get arrested.
Nowadays.
I mean, you
know. But you know, that's a good, I think.
Why don't you go outside and play? Why don't you go outside and play?
Oh, I'd be like, listen here.
Let me tell you.
I will knock your whole.
My mom would grab the spatula.
My mom used to grab the paddle with the little ball that you can use to play with. She used to hit us with that. But no, my kids, I don't know. I tell them, hey, in order to have this, we have to make sure this is done. So if you want that reward, let's get this going. And I don't know, I just feel like if parents start getting more involved, start allowing their children to start cooking with them, like every Sunday, me and Dylan make dinner for the family.
Right.
But during the weekdays, of course, they're there helping my mom learn how to cook. And yes, they're boys, and a lot of people that are listening are like, well, that's a girl's job. No, it's a,
whoa.
I want my men
Since
to be
when
dependent.
When did we put
a lot of people
characteristics
think that.
And classifications
a
on
lot of people think
tasks
that.
At the house.
A lot of people think that.
Let me tell you what, if there's one task at the house that the men should have that
What's
the woman shouldn't do,
what?
Is the toilet.
I was going to say that. That's my brother.
It's the toilet. Any guy out there or girl listening to us, if you take anything away from this particular podcast, right here and now, men, our responsibility to clean the toilet.
That's it.
Because let me tell you
clean
something.
It? You said clean.
Clean it.
I was just saying lift it up and
no,
put it down.
No, clean that damn thing.
I am so
lift
proud
up
of
the
you.
Lid, clean the base, clean the seat, and clean around it because clearly we can't see shit.
Yeah.
Sorry my language, but
no.
Any guy out there, any girl listening, you make your man clean the toilet. Because there ain't no woman
that.
I know that's messing up the toilet like we do.
Oh, I have the service come in monthly, and they come with their shoes and their mask, and they clean my house.
I clean my toilet every other day because I'm the one that messes up the toilet every other day.
Well, that was funny. On Amazon, I bought these little things that you put in the toilet, and you pee on them, and they give you points, supposedly. Oh. So the boys are like, 30 points, 5
there
points.
You go.
Yeah, but that's I never thought about it.
Real talk.
Because y'all make the biggest mess.
We do. So therefore, there's no reason why we cannot clean the toilet and vacuum. Vacuum.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Men should vacuum and clean the bathroom.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I'm not saying you got to clean the counters, okay? But let's be real.
Do
something and don't do laundry because you'll screw it up.
No, but see, my sons are only 12 and 10, and they know how to do laundry. I taught them about
the whites
and the
colors
and all that.
I do, but I still mess it up because I'll put that shit on low. It's not even like...
No.
I know what to do. This is what it sounds like. How is that going to dry a load of laundry?
Oh, my God.
But I have to put my stuff in there because everything shrinks if I even put it on low. Oh, so now I'm just told, you know what? Put it in and don't do anything after that.
God bless you, M.
Don't do anything after that. Just put it in. Oh. I appreciate your help, but don't touch it.
Listen.
Clean the toilet.
I didn't think about that. I don't know if I want my sons cleaning the toilet, but...
But you got to show them.
No.
You have to show them.
The thing is that they have the living room, they always take over.
Right.
Their game room, which has all the computers and the video game stuff. And then they take over like the fireplace area where the bar is.
Sure.
As long as those areas are clean, we're good.
Toilet.
And it's a lot of work for their little selves. The toilet.
You need to take them in there with some Pine Sol and paper towels and a brush. And they need to squirt it in and clean it. Look, Uncle Dave will come over and show them how to clean the toilet.
Made to shine to
Great.
Come over.
May comes to my place twice a month.
Yeah.
But I will wreck shop on a toilet in 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. Dave will just give us email us, and he'll come by your house and clean your toilet for $100. But no, I have my boys get involved when it comes to cooking because I taught them, when they get older, you don't need to be looking for a wife at no time. You got your studies to focus on, your life, your career. And so I try to make cooking fun. I let them chop up. Things. Yeah.
Right.
So I think this go round for me, because it was hard after 3 back surgeries, I wanted to get them involved. So I think when kids are hands on and they feel like you're enjoying it, even if you're not enjoying it, push yourself to feel like you're enjoying it to get them going. I think those are some good ways to get them.
I completely agree with you. And I think the biggest thing is too, like I said, so many people are so reliant on DoorDash, Uber Eats and
all these delivery services. Yeah.
But the problem is that the delivery services and the fast food out there, I get the schedules. I completely understand.
Right.
You have to be a little bit diligent on what the kids are putting in their mouth.
Exactly.
And, it starts with you. Because, granted, if the kid's going to throw a temper tantrum because he can't get fries, that's on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you allow that,
then guess what? You need to look yourself in that damn rearview mirror and punch yourself in the face.
Yeah.
Because
not the kid.
That's your fault.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're emulating what you do.
Yeah.
And now if you explain to the child why, and that it's a reward or a treat because they cleaned the toilet last night, then they get French fries.
Yeah, exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I mean, let's be real.
You
French
set
fries
things
in moderation.
Exactly.
Okay. Are not going to kill your child or make them obese.
Yeah.
All right. But at the same time, it should be something that's rewarded and given as a merit. Not, if I throw my hands up in there and kick the back of the seat, they're just going to do it, so I shut up. How many parents do that?
Oh, my God. I saw a parent, I won't say what store, the little boy, he must have been like 3 in the front of it.
It was at Target.
It might have been.
Every woman loves Target.
Maybe.
It's Target.
It's Target. And the kid smacked
in without
his
dropping
mom.
100.
It wasn't like a full.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was just a tap, and I was like, I looked at my mom and my daughter. I was like, Lord, Father God, that could never be me.
And if you were to say something to her.
Oh, she would lose her crap on me.
Number one, she'd lose her crap on you. And number two, the kid would probably talk back to you. Literally. Probably smack you too. But funny how you look at how we were raised back in the day.
Completely
and now you
different.
Look at how millennials and how parents are treated this day and age.
Yeah.
So look, there's a balance.
There is. You have
and
to
being
set
being a
things.
Parent and not being a parent.
Stop trying to be your kid's friend.
Some people
friends.
Are going to sit there and be like, well, how the hell do you know you're not a parent? Completely respect that. I respect
you
that.
You got a lot
but
of
my
little
point
ones
is this,
around. Yeah.
Is right and wrong.
Right.
Okay, it's black and white.
Exactly.
All right. If you're going to let your child throw a temper tantrum because they can't get a
Oreos
French fry
or, cookie,
or an Oreo or an ice cream.
Right.
Okay. Then that's on you.
You will have no
but
control.
But how many parents do you know they give in because they don't want to deal with it?
Right.
Here they are trying to make ends meet. Here they are trying to focus on working while they're raising their children and doing online school.
It's
the
a
kid
lot.
Loses his mind. I get it.
Yeah.
But you still have to set the precedents and those restrictions.
It starts with you. It starts at home. And that's with everything in life in general. So when you put things in place or put these standards here, your kids see that. In my household, it's funny because my mom and my grandmother raised me pretty much. And so that's why I have a little old-fashionedness in me. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I've taken all those things from my mom and my grandma. And then some of the things growing up that I saw. And that's what I use for my daughter and my sons. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I want them to be this way. I want you to get involved when mommy's cooking. I don't want you to sit your ass on a couch and do nothing with your life. They, during the week, they got remote learning. They go outside and have good time. And then they have movie time when I get home after, you know, I'm finished with my day.
Now, so are they allowed to have something like during movie time, like candy or popcorn?
No.
No.
They want to, it's funny because everybody says, well, you're so strict. No, I just want my kids to understand there's a balance. Like Dave said, there's a balance. So on the weekends, you want some Scooby snacks? Yeah, let's go get some sweet tarts. Let's go get some fruit roll-ups, you know.
But during the week,
they have
to maintain a certain level of balance.
If I get up at 5:30 every morning and I'm working till 7 o'clock at night and I have this strict work schedule, then I want them to feel like they have a great, awesome work responsible schedule that they have so that they feel like they accomplished their goals, just like me. So we discuss our day when I get home from work.
You're doing that, then they emulate you.
Yes. And so, and I'm the woman, and these are boys, right? So if you set the standard, if you are that example, I really believe they're going to be, and make them feel proud about it. Even if you're tired as shit, don't tell your kids about your drama, but make them feel proud of it. Make them feel special about these things and tell them what these things are doing for their bodies. So on a weekend in my house, sidebar, that's when the video games get to come into play. Not during a week.
Right.
That's when they can have a little Scooby snacks. That's a candy. Right. But I'm not a candy person like that in my house.
So they go to the store, they pick out some Doritos or something special
they want. Some
sweet. You guys know you can't have that until this weekend.
And they don't lose their shit over it. Like, they're really responsible
because that's what the routine is.
Right.
It's all about a routine.
It starts with us.
It does.
It starts at home. It starts with me. So once you
let me intervene there.
It helps.
So let me ask you this. So let's say you get home.
Yeah.
And hopefully Josh is and listening, cover your ears, Josh. Let's say you want a small little Dixie cup of Doritos.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you treat yourself to those?
You know what's funny?
Or do you hide and not let them see that because you're going against...
You don't know me.
But you see what I'm saying? It's like, hey, Mom, what are you doing? Nothing?
Okay.
You got Cheeto fingers all over your hand.
I do, and it was under my
nails. But you see
what
I'm saying? It's like, so I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you're going to have people out there saying, okay, girl, well, what if I want something like that?
Right.
Do I treat myself or do I have to hide so my kids don't see it in my own home?
So
you're rewarding yourself.
Chips and that is a snack. I don't mind them having it here and there.
It's more candy.
Is like weekend. That's like party time.
So that may answer my question. Okay.
So for me, I honestly really don't have many cheat meals, even though you tell me I can.
I know.
You know, like last night, I did have that little cheap ass bag that should be 10 cents of spicy Doritos, but they were sleeping, and that's neither, you know what I mean? But the
but you see, you did it when they were sleeping.
But they were sleeping.
See, everyone, Tosh
is
hiding.
9 o'clock.
Bedtime at Tosh's house is 5:30 when the sun's still up.
Oh, no. I get, let me tell you, I'm it's funny because a lot of my friends, and I've lost a lot of friends when I had children, but I'm very strict with certain things with my kids. I'm excited to see my kids. I'm excited to show them new things, whether it's eating healthier, like Dylan.
Right.
Dylan just turned 10 years old on 111, right? And he knows what a protein is. He knows what a carb is.
Right.
He knows what super fats are.
Right.
He knows he knows the breakdown.
He
understands it.
He's
10.
What he should and shouldn't put in his body.
But what kid knows that? You know what I'm
saying?
Not many. And the reason they know that is because they watch their parents. So it's just important for us to do better so that our kids do better because growing up unhealthy, and the reason this conversation has come up, big shout out to our friend Rob from Biggest Loser. He wound up putting up a video of himself showing himself when he was like maybe 400 or 500 pounds. And so of course he's with Elijah, his son.
Right.
And he's eating cookies and ice cream. He's at the market. And I just thought to myself, wow, his son could have went down a different road all because of what he was doing, but he chose to give his son something different. And that's what
he set boundaries and restrictions. And the problem is that most parents out there, and I'm not calling anybody out.
No, call them
but
out.
Most parents out there
yes.
are so tired of dealing with it.
Yes.
They'll give them what they want because they'll throw that temper tantrum. And that's impeding on their time to either talk on the phone or do social media or text or do whatever. They're not taking the time to go outside and throw a football or a baseball or, like you said, a basketball.
Right.
Or, you know, hey, guys, we have 10 bikes in the garage. Let's go ride one.
Exactly.
There's an idea.
You know?
But the parent doesn't want to do it, so then how can you make your kid do it?
Even when you don't want to do it, you have to do it. I'll tell you this.
I remember that. Oh, go. Oh, I'm
sorry. No, go ahead.
No,
go.
What I was just thinking in the back of my mind. I was thinking, I can hear my dad say, you know, look, I want you guys to go do this. And I'd be like, well, I don't want to. Well, you need to. Well, why do I? Because I'm your father. That's why.
Oh.
That answer by itself, yeah. And I listen to those words in my brain sometimes, mm-hmm. and all I can think about right now is me saying, well, mm-hmm. I don't want to do that. Well, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Why do I need to do it? Because I told you to.
You can't even ask why
say that
in my
to
household.
Your kids say that to their parents now, yes. And the parents back down.
Yes, they do. They go into
well, you know what? If
shell.
You don't want to do that, then don't. No, oh, work,
what,
no problem.
You know
it's
what,
okay.
Yeah, honey,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Let's go buy you something.
Who's the parent?
Let's go buy you something.
Right.
Yeah, right.
But see, I'm going to tell you, it's not dogging out parents and because some great parents that are teaching their children balance and things like that. But this is not just about them being children. This is something that goes into their adulthood.
Right.
And so you don't want to be that person in 20 years where your kid is like, well, mom, because they're going to always have, well, mom, I wish you would have. I wish we didn't. But when it comes to their health, you are the person that they're watching, that they love the most, that they're admiring, that they're every single thing you do, whether you think they don't, they're not watching, they're watching.
100%
and so
agree.
They're going to come for your ass when they're older. You can start now and help them be healthier by letting them get involved with baking. Even if it's health, you can look up healthier everything.
Do something to make the time with them worthwhile and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You can make pancakes healthy. You can make muffins healthy.
You can make everything
but
healthy.
But granted, there has to be that boundary.
Yeah.
You know, just because you're eating protein pancakes doesn't mean your kid has to.
Ugh.
Okay? But make sure the kid is just not sedentary.
Right.
They're doing some sort of activity.
In moderation.
Right.
Yeah.
It starts with you. If the kid emulates you,
damn it,
then they're going to start doing what they need to do. And that's how it works. And if you don't do it, how can you expect them to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know
and for the parents that are like, how do I get this conversation started? Start with yourself. Telling yourself it's okay to like. Let me tell you something. I think when you telling yourself in a certain way, like for my children, I talk to them depending upon their age level. So I think it's cool when you actually say, you know what, mommy may have not done it right all the time, but mommy wants to be stronger. Mommy wants to be better. You don't have to show photos because I think sometimes photos and magazines, even for me growing up, made me more insecure about my body. But when you start to admit that, hey, I might have dropped the ball here, but together we can be A, B, and C. If we cook together, wouldn't it be fun? What kind of dressing would you like? You know,
right.
Portion control is a big deal, too. So when you start putting those things and implementing them into you and your child's life, I think some great changes can come. But if you took it as a dig today when it comes to the podcast, I am not going to sit there and hug you because some of us need to hear this sometimes. And there's some stuff that Dave will say to me and I'm like, damn, I didn't like how you said that. But you know what? I didn't like it because it rubbed something and it actually made me wake up. And I appreciate that. You know what I mean? So if you ever feel like that when it comes from our podcast, we mean it from the bottom of our heart. We just want our people to be better so your children be better and they can continue to teach generations to come to be better and healthier and stop this whole obesity thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's real.
A child does not have a chance not to get bullied and not to be made fun of or an outcast when you're shoveling the food
yep.
that they're shoveling in their mouths or giving them that reward to yep. make them feel better
yes.
about themselves because they're lacking something that they didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that you can't hold their hand 24/7.
Nope.
They're going to have to take on the world by themselves sooner than later.
That's true.
And unfortunately, you're giving them the wrong ammo to
yeah.
get out there in
yes.
the real world, especially
oh my God, yes.
this real world.
Yep.
So that being said, and let me tell you again, and I call myself out like I always do.
I love it.
Okay? Being a parent is not easy.
It's not. It doesn't come in a book.
And no one's saying that it is.
Nope.
But if you see your child is getting bigger and bigger and bigger
and not
and
healthy,
they're acting emotionally different and their friends are not maintaining that particular physique or that size, granted, they don't have to emulate that.
No.
But for damn sure, open your eyes. Don't be blind to
yeah,
it and
exactly.
do something about it because
exactly.
the kid is innocent.
Yeah.
You know, he's
they
only going to
go
by what you make for dinner. So therefore, if you make something bad for dinner and it's processed all the time and it's going out to fast food all the time, then they're going to be a product of that environment.
Yeah. And that,
so
that
you're
brings
already,
on.
You're basically setting them up for failure.
It is true.
You're pushing them into that situation.
And
unfortunately, kids are mean.
Yeah. And it's like, not about being skinny or any of that. It's
right.
about being feeling like that. It brings on like attitude problems, you know, anger and it brings on, you know, then you're wondering, why is my kid acting out?
Right.
Well, there's a lot of things going on inside that you may not see. You see something on the outside, but these foods may not be that healthy for your kids.
Right.
Make food fun.
Ask
Make
questions.
Make things fun.
Investigate.
Exactly.
Go online. Look at different recipes. You may think it's not going to be that good to eat because it's so
you
healthy,
never know.
But you'd be surprised.
You can tweak things.
Yes,
listen.
Especially now.
Nowadays, that's what makes it so fun. So when there's one thing, you can always make that one thing into more of a healthy thing. We're not just shoveling healthy food down because you're going to have your days when you have want to have, like I said, your Scooby snacks. But when I go to the market with the boys, I'm like, go grab whatever you want from the vegetable. And they make me proud. Dylan has come up with this salmon veggie pasta Alfredo. I'll put the the recipe up on Big Day's Power Half Hour Instagram. It's amazing. In proportion, just because it's healthy, that's another thing, real quick. Some people think because they're eating a healthy meal that they can overeat. You still can't overeat a healthy meal.
Right.
You still should eat in moderation. So at the end of the day, it starts with me, it starts with you, it starts at home. So we just wanted to have this discussion today on better eating habits when it comes to our families.
100%.
That's it.
I like it.
Anything you want to say before we close this puppy out?
Everybody stay safe and enjoy their weekend. And thanks for listening.
We love you guys.
Later.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKeon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.